We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
49 light rain. To Joe Geruso we go now, city council member. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me your takeaways from the meeting yesterday about crime.
There are a number of takeaways. We were there past 11 o'clock last night, so it was a 13-hour day for us. I think my single biggest takeaway is there is a lack of communication and coordination among different parts of the criminal justice system, and it's almost all of the actors who are involved. When we're asking questions about does juvenile court have a probation officer, and they say no, and yet on the other hand, the mayor's office is saying yes, that is a fundamental problem that people don't know the resources that they have. And as I said yesterday and will continue to say, the bottom line is public doesn't want finger pointing. I, as a resident, don't want finger pointing. I want the problem solved. And what I'm seeing too much of is people being in their own little fiefdoms, not talking to each other, not working on things, and making sure that where people can and should do better, be candid about it. There's always stuff everybody in any job can do better. And I think admitting sometimes that there's better ways to do it. I'll say this also, Tommy. There were a number of criminal justice actors yesterday who were asking for more money. At least for me, I'm not voting for anybody to get more money anytime in the near term. We have too much information and lack of action as far as I'm concerned. And so at this moment, I'm not ready to fund anybody. And in all candor, until I start seeing some more results, particularly better data coming out of agencies, I think we ought to look at holding some people's budgets until we get the things that we're looking for and the public wants to see.
And that's the power the council has, because you guys control the purse strings. But in terms of this lack of communication and coordination and finger-pointing, you can call it finger-pointing, but it also goes back to transparency and accountability. And before you can have accountability, you have to have transparency. And when you talk about this juvenile judge thing, was it? Nobody either seems willing to share the information or knows what the information is. And in terms of people admitting that they can do better, well, maybe in terms of accountability, people aren't always willing to do that. So maybe that's where the council gets involved. But you need to have complete transparency so you can have accountability. Am I talking through my hat here?
No, you're 100% right about it. And of course, you know, that's something that I've talked about and some of my colleagues have talked about a good deal. And one of the things I think we're going to need, and I don't know if it's in one place or in multiple places, but it is a continuum of what happens so people can see information in real time. If part of the issue, and I'm going to pick on a lot of people here, but if part of the issue is the police, their clearance rate, which is really solving a crime, is as low as what was reported yesterday, then we need to highlight that, because we can say, well, do the police need more homicide detectives? Do they need more serious property crime detectives for like carjacking? How can we help be a part of that, or what does NOPD need to do to solve that? And then going to the next stage, if we're looking at bond hearings, and as the judges said yesterday, arrest history and conviction history isn't being shared, the public needs to know that. What's being done at the bond hearing? So the appropriate bond is being set. Same thing for juvenile court judges. They keep on saying that they're not seeing the same kids over and over again, and yet the data that I see from NOPD says otherwise. Now, we don't have to put people's names out there, but how do you show whether or not that is an accurate statement? What is
when you say don't put people's names out there, Joe, you mean the juvenile offenders, or are you talking about the judges or the magistrates?
The juvenile offenders. I think because of state law, you got to be careful.
Gotcha. I got that. Okay.
Yeah. I appreciate you making that clarification. What is the disposition? How long are people being held over? How many trials have there been? One of the things Commissioner Stevens, who's the crime commissioner, said yesterday is municipal traffic court have done a really good job of doing Zoom hearings. And in fact, they now apparently have a Zoom courtroom that's dedicated solely to Zoom. Well, is that something? And again, there may be different constitutional issues because of criminal law, but is that something that the juvenile court judges or the criminal court judges can employ? So I'm almost always in a let's try and solve the things that are within our power to solve first. Let's pick that low-hanging fruit, and let's show our dedication. The other one is take a list of the offenders who you know are at the top of your list, and how are we focusing on efforts on those folks? If you know, either for carjackings or homicides or non-fatal shootings, that there is a group, show that. Same thing for what the chief and the DA have been fighting about. Is there a revolving door? Is there not a revolving door? Show the data. Show it. And then let's build solutions off of what the data shows.
Let me take a quick break, Joe. When we come back, I want to look at one thing in particular. Let's just take the Tiger Unit. Is there agreement between, and you can answer me when we come back, is there agreement between the chief and the DA as to the reestablishment of the Tiger Unit? Where does the consent decree fit into all of this? Is the chief playing it too cautious with the consent decree as it relates to the Tiger Unit, etc. 722, I'm Tommy Tucker. We're talking to Joe Giarrusso, New Orleans City Council member, about that lengthy meeting that they had yesterday. They think he said 13 hours. And we'll pick it up here when we come back. Right now, traffic on WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with New Orleans Councilman Joe Giarrusso, our friend who's always there. Tiger Unit, the Tactical Intelligence Gathering and Enforcement Response, a group responsible for I guess infiltrating, cracking down on carjacking gangs and robbery gangs and criminals. What is the current unit, the current status of that unit, Joe? And it seems as though the DA wants it, but the chief for this.
Yeah, so
Joe, I think
remember,
you're on mute.
No, I can hear. Can you hear me, Tommy? Hello?
Yes, sir. You're fine now.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
we're
you.
Great. We're good.
Great. So the status is Tiger was in place, and as you said, have been doing all this work for criminals and infiltrating and providing evidence and apparently also making good cases too, which is the other piece that's really important. And there were a few years ago an issue with tactical units with inside NOPD. And so NOPD decided to disband all of these units, including Tiger. Remember, NOPD is sort of on the cusp of getting the beginning probationary period, which is called the sustainment period of the consent decree. And in lieu of the Tiger unit, they created something called the VCAT, V-C-A-I-T, and it's Violent Crime Access, something unit that is supposed to be working like Tiger. For whatever reason, it isn't. And I think that the chief probably feels like he's a little bit in a tough spot on this, because the Tiger unit looks as though demonstrably that it was doing really good work. And on the other hand, I know that they want to be very much in the sustainment period. And so he doesn't want to violate the consent decree in order to get there or upset the apple cart when it comes to supervision. But is there a way to kind of marry the two? And so even though there may be concerns, if the monitor in the court is saying with these necessary allowances, you can go back to a unit. And look, I've had these conversations before with the federal monitor. There's not a full-out prohibition on having something like Tiger. It's just making sure the issues that plagued the other units in the past don't happen with this one.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your time. We didn't even have time to get to the energy substation, but I guess you'll come on again and we'll talk about it.
Happy to do it.
Thank you. I love that saying that you have. What is it? You can't have a town if you're going to drown. Is that it?
That's right. That's it. You heard it.
Yeah. It's true. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. And again, I hope you come back so we can talk about that. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.